If a guy is your friend and he tells you something and it wounds you, if you're a man of God, you'll listen to him and you'll get better. But if your enemies come up and they start kissing on you and telling you how good you are, when really you're not good at all. You ever seen some people like that? Sure. Yeah. I mean, it's just amazing. But those are an enemy. You know, they're trying to tell you you're okay. You know, especially, you know, so many people today, I see when people are living in some kind of sin in the church, whatever kind of sin they're living in, they try to explain that all, especially when it's their own children. I see this all the time. Well, honey, you know, God don't want you to cohabitate with that guy, but, you know, he's a loving God and he's understanding. No, those kind of kisses, that'll take you to hell. That's not the truth. That's not what the book says. But a person that's your real friend will just walk up and tell you, you know, God said you can't do this. If you do, it'll take you to hell. And they just jump up and jump backwards and say, why, I don't believe that. Well, you say, just check it out in the Word. So if there any kind of a Christian at all, if they go in it and they find it in the Word, then they're going to say, you know, this is what this says. Wow, this is scary. See? But if you don't tell them the truth, they just keep doing it. And today in the church, well, I would say that the number one sin in the church today, the number one sin is breaking the first commandment, not putting God first. That's probably the biggest breaker in the church today because people don't put God first. When you think that, I said, well, I put God first. I've had people tell me, I put God first. I said, do you come to church? Well, yes. Every Sunday I come to church. Sunday morning? Yes. Come back Sunday night? Well, no. Do you come on Wednesday night Bible study or Tuesday night Bible study? No. Well, how many hours a week do you spend studying the Word? Oh, probably 10 or 15 minutes every day. I'm really busy with God. 10 or 15 minutes a day. How many hours you spend watching television? Uh-oh. Now be truthful. Remember, God hates a liar. Well, does that mean when I'm working at home too? Yes. So what time do you get up for breakfast in the morning? 6. What's the first thing you do? Turn on the TV. And you fix breakfast listening to the TV. Well, I'm listening to the news. When do you turn it off? About 11:30 when we go to bed after the last news is off. So it was on from 6 to 11:30. And you spent 15 minutes today with God. And did you spend the 15 minutes listening to the television at the same time? Well, yeah, it was still on. And you want to tell me you're putting God first? I don't think that'll fly. I don't think that'll fly at all. So sometimes you just have to openly rebuke people like that, right? And tell them the truth. They get mad at you. They don't like it. I mean, that's just like whenever I tell people when I see they're sick, you know, and I tell them, I say, you know, you got a sin in your life. You need to get rid of it. Boy, you have no idea how many fires I have lit when I make that statement. But I can prove that to you from God's Word. Not just once. I can prove it over and over and over. That's just like one of the men that come to a healing school here a while back. He was a Southern Baptist. And of course, I've had a lot of pastors and everything else come here. But that day on the healing school, I'd had so much conflict from many people, and most of them pastors, telling me that, you know, Thurman, God does not make us sick because of sin. You know, God doesn't do that. Okay, so I went through the Word and researched for a couple, 3 or 4 weeks, and I put an outline together, and for the first 2 solid hours, all I did was took you through the Word and showed you case after case after case where when somebody sinned, God afflicted them or he killed them or he killed their children. And it says he did it. He didn't give the credit to nobody but himself.
You mean God's not Santa Claus?
Huh? No, he's not Santa Claus, son. Guarantee he's a long ways from being Santa Claus. Now, a lot of people look at him like that. You know, we go live like we want to, do what we want to, and then something bad comes upon us. We get sick and afflicted. We come crying to God to heal us. Now, this is the first time we've talked to him in 3 years. He's been trying to talk to us, but we ain't listening. But now that we've got a devastating problem and we're on our face and can't even crawl, or we're laying in a hospital bed, terminal, God, where are you? Well, he's there. He's the one that put you there. He's the one that made you sick. And it's in the Word over and over and over and over. Now, the beautiful part about God, if you haven't committed the sin unto death. Now, if you've committed the sin unto death, you know what your chances of getting healed are? Zero. The sin unto death. And a lot of people say, what is that sin? Yeah, okay, I know a few things it is, and I can tell you that over in 1 John 5, when he talks about it, in fact, we might go there, Dave. Let's hold our place at Proverbs 27, and let's go back to 1 John 5, 16. If you see a Christian brother or sister sinning in a way that does not lead to death, you should pray, and God will give that person life. But if there is a sin that leads to death, and I am saying that you should pray for those who commit it, I am not saying that you should pray for those who commit it. There is a sin that leads to death. Now then, somebody said, what is that sin? Well, I know a few of them. I don't know all of them, because he goes so far to say that all sin is unrighteousness. Or all unrighteousness is sin. But let me give you an example back in the book of Acts when Ananias and Sapphira sold a piece of land for a little bit of money, and they didn't say how much, but I just like to use $50, but that is not in the scripture, but it just says they sold a piece of land, and I'll use the term 50, but so you know clearly that is not in God's word, but I'll use that for a reason. But they come to Peter and said, Peter, here's $30. This is all the money we got for the land. Now, first of all, that's a lie. Now, see, it says they took a portion of the money they got, and Ananias first, the husband, he came and said, Peter, we sold our piece of land for this much money, and we want to give it all to the Lord and to the church. And Peter looked at him and said, Ananias, why have you decided to lie to God? Do you not know that the land belonged to you and it was yours? You could do anything with it you wanted to. You didn't have to sell it. If you did sell it, you could have given God anything you wanted to. He doesn't require you give him all of it. But you lied and told God that you sold it for this much, which was a lie. And then you said you were going to give him all of it, which is a lie. So he said, you are going to die. Bam, he fell dead right there in front of the church. So the men come and picked him up and took him out and dug a hole and buried him. And 3 hours later, as the men were coming back in, his wife come in. And he says, Ananias, said Sapphira, that was her name. Peter said, did you and Ananias really sell this piece of land for this much money? She said, yes, that's the price. And did you really decide to give it all to God? Yes, we're going to give it all to God. He said, why have you and your husband decided to lie to God? Now see, the scripture clearly tells us God hates liars. But for that couple, that day, that was a sin unto death. Because Peter said, now then, the men that have buried your husband will bury you. And she fell dead. And it says, and great fear fell upon the church. If we had a few more experiences like that today, it would straighten some of us up, Bill. Yeah, real quick. You know, God says he's merciful. And it's a good thing the king is merciful. Because if he wasn't, he tells us clearly to be tithers. But we don't, lots of us. I mean, there's been times in my life I haven't tithed. There'd be times I'll get behind because sometimes I won't be tithing off the ministry money right now. I'll be saving some of it to take out whenever I go to GLC because they give us all that airtime. So I may take a few $1,000s, and if I know I'm going to take $5,000 or $10,000 out there to give to them, I won't send to anybody else because I feel like with what they're doing, they deserve me giving them a pretty good little chunk of change. It costs them serious money to do what they do. They don't charge me nothing. So maybe for a few weeks before I go out there, I don't tie it to anybody. I just let that accumulate, and then I take them one big check, you know, and give them that. And that's my tithe over a considerable period of time. I want to bless them. But there is times when from week to week I don't tithe. I keep it like that to use it later on down the road. But what if we were to come into church and God says, tithe? I mean, he does say that. Now, a lot of people today argue with you, knowing in the New Covenant you don't have to tithe. But that's not what the book says, you know. So, anyway, if we were to, since God does say tithe, and if we didn't tithe, or if we had our envelopes and we say, okay, you know, God says tithe. So today I'm going to take up the offering And this is a God's church, and everybody that's a member here that wants to bring your tithe up, put your check or your cash in your envelope, come up here, and I'm going to set a bucket right here. Now, remember, 10% of everything you made this week is a tithe that belongs to God. He told you to tithe. He told you in the Old Covenant. He told you in the New Covenant to tithe. So you come up and give. And the Lord says He also loves a cheerful giver. So if you don't start giving till you get beyond a tithe. So if you want to give 10 or 12, then if you want to give 10%, that's your tithe. If you want to give 2 or 3 or 4 or 10% more, that's your gift to God. So come up and do it. And so Bill gets up and comes down here, and he drops his little offering, his deal in offering. He goes back and sits down. And then Lance gets up, and he comes up here, and he puts this in there, and he goes back and sits down. And then a man back there on the back gets up, he comes up here, and he drops his engine, turn around, take one step, and bam, he falls down in the floor. And I rushed out, and I feel, I said, he ain't got no pulse. He's dead. I walk up here, and I pull his envelope out, and I said, anybody know, have any idea how much money this man makes? Oh, yeah, he works with me. He makes $800 a week. Oh, well, he put $20 in his offering and called that a tithe. Oh, okay, somebody take him out and bury him. He's dead. He lied to God. Okay, next. Now, the next one that come down here, after we saw one of those, you think the rest of them, if they come down, would put a tithe in there? You think that would straighten them up? But you know, isn't it a good thing God's merciful? You know, we can all look back at times in our life when we've messed up. And we go back and look in our lives and think how many times we've messed up and how many times He was merciful and forgave us. You know, but it's amazing, you know, the things that we see here. And this is one of the things. Now, of course, another one of the things when we see a sin unto death, in fact, in this case here, lying to God about money costs a man and a woman their life in the scripture. That's written, so we know that's exactly what caused it. That was a sin unto death. But I have seen others since then, myself, men. It's always been a man. I've never had a woman fall into this category about not putting God first and not producing fruit for the kingdom. But I've seen a few men that send their wife and kids to church, but they don't go.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.